Today, Be'ezer Hashem learned Daf Nun Ches of Masechet Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics we learn about include: the Gemara continues to discuss the three conditions required for Yayin Nesach Asa Ba'anah. She'iskaven Liga, the non-Jew intended to touch it. She'yedeh Shehu Yayin, the non-Jew was aware at the time that this was wine. She'lo Yehi Oitzik B'davar Acher, the non-Jew is not occupied with another matter at that time. And if all these three conditions are met, the wine becomes Asa Ba'anah, because there is a possibility for Niskaven Nesach, the non-Jew's intentions were for Avodah Zarah. But if all these conditions are not met, then in some cases the wine becomes Mutah Ba'anah, and in some cases even Mutah B'Shtiyah. I think Mar mentioned several incidents from which we derive the following halachas. Maga b'kavana asa b'anah. If a non-Jew intentionally touched and swished wine, even though shalei niskamen l'nasach, he certainly had no intentions for avodah zarah, the wine becomes forbidden in all benefits, because since there is a possibility for niskamen l'nasach, we invoke the halacha of lech lech amr nazir schar schar l'kamer l'sikra. As we advise a nazir not to go even close to a vineyard, we advise staying away from all potential cases of issur. Maga shalei b'kavana mutah b'anah. If a non-Jew unintentionally touched and swished wine, such as he was not aware that this was wine, the wine is only forbidden for drinking, but is permitted in other benefits because l'ho yideya shehu yayin. Koichei b'kavana asa b'shtiyah. If a non-Jew intentionally poured wine, but he did not actually touch it, the wine is forbidden for drinking, but is permitted in other benefits because it was only koichei, his force. Koichei shalei b'kavana mutah b'shtiyah. If a non-Jew unintentionally poured wine, but he did not actually touch it, the wine is permitted even for drinking.